Utility crews are hard at work this evening to continue power restoration efforts in the wake of a powerful wind and rainstorm that swept through the state early this morning. As of 5 o'clock, Central Maine Power reports about 145,000 customers without electricity. Emera Maine says another 28,000 of its customers are in the dark. Fred Bever has more.
A line worker on a cherry picker trimmed away limbs as his crew tried to disentangle two downed trees from power lines on busy Route 88 in Falmouth this afternoon. Central Maine Power continued efforts like this across at least four counties today to recover electricity systems in the wake of the quick-hitting storm that cut power to more than 200,000 Maine residents and businesses. Falmouth Fire Chief Bruce Rice says the call started coming in around 2:30 a.m., and really ramped up at dawn when residents could see the damage they'd only heard in the night.
They were seeing, hey, I got this tree across my, you know, across my driveway, a tree on my house. We've had two different calls for trees on houses. Luckily, no major damage. We haven't had any injuries the storm.
Central Maine Power spokeswoman Catherine Hartnett says October nor'easters like this one can be expected to produce a high number of downed lines. And the work of de-energizing lines and clearing up potential safety hazards, she says, comes first.
The wind's always, you know, in this time of year when the ground is soft and the trees can uproot very easily and limbs come down because they still have a lot of leaves on them. It's those things that hit the wires, that bring the wires down, can bring poles down and really cause damage not only to the system, but to people's homes, to people's yards, and to the roads. So we need to address that first.
With that initial focus, she adds, CMP was not able to make quick estimates on restoration times, but she says the company was prepared for the storm. Hartnett says it was more predictable and shorter than the devastating 2017 October windstorm that left a 500,000 Mainers without power and CMP contending with widespread customer outrage. This time out, the company preset a robust response team, she says, with some 400 line crews on hand, in-house contractors and borrowed from utilities in other states to handle the work.
I was kind of taken back by the extensive number of crews. Last time, I don't think we had enough.
That's the state's public advocate, Barry Hobbins. He says CMP's communications were poor in 2017, but this time he's already received a personal telephone briefing from company CEO Doug Herling.
I felt a little assured that they had the attention of the president and, you know, that our office, I think they realize our office needs to be engaged. So I'm very pleased with that. We'll see what happens with how it all works out.
During the 2017 storm, CMP's website and automated smart meter notification systems malfunctioned for an extended period. Since then, CMP has promised better systems, but only began to make those resiliency improvements, spokeswoman Catherine Hartnett says, within the last 2 months.
We are improving automation in some circuits, replacing older poles with newer, sturdier poles, and replacing a lot of bare conductor wire with covered wire that's more resistant to trees and branches that might fall on it. So it will be a while before we see results, but the work is ongoing.
Hartnett acknowledged one embarrassing systems glitch in this storm. Early in the day, many customers seeking outage restoration times online got this estimate, January 1st, 2068.
We will get to the bottom of it. Of course, we never want to provide erroneous information, particularly something so ridiculous as 2068.
Meanwhile, as storm cleanup was underway, the state's Public Utilities Commission posted on its website a formal 10-person complaint from CMP customers, accusing the company of being unfit, depraved, and corrupt, and calling for it to be sold to another utility. The PUC has yet to weigh in on the merits of that complaint. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And in a statement this afternoon, CMP advised coastal customers in York, Cumberland, Sagadahoc, Lincoln, Knox, and Waldo counties to prepare for a multi-day power outage. The company says inland customers may have power back sooner. Emera Maine says its crews and support staff will be working into the weekend to restore service.